My next note says Val Kilmer is a god. And, you know, I know he's taken in, you know, Michael Keaton is, you know,
are you gonna iconic. Are you going to talk about Val Kilmer's throat cancer now?
He's going to make fun of it. So what's the deal? Val Kilmer has throat cancer. You see this? You guys hear about this?
No, I like Val Kilmer. He's a nice guy.
Val Kilmer is awesome, and I think he's a pretty decent Batman, you know, like, for what it is. The movie is, you know, it is what it is.
His lips are too his lips are too luscious for that cowl.
Yeah, his mouth is f***able.
Movies on video cassette.
Welcome to Strange Glow Video.
Guys, I'm being drunk and watching rubbish.
We're oozing with VHS, horror, nostalgia, and more.
New better block glow in the dark.
After returning some videotape, you can get a glow in the dark hand puppet from the movie Casper.
And now, your hosts, Alec, Justin, and Nick.
Hey, you're not allowed to rent here anymore.
Yeah!
Hello, and welcome to Strange Glow Video. Tonight, we are going to talk about an amazing movie from the 90s, but we've got a few things to get to before that. So, what do you have for pickups, Alan?
Weekly pickups. This might interest some people. I got a bunch of VHS tapes. Hope you can hear me off over there in TikTok land. I'm not going to be able to read comments very well, but Nick is pulling it up on his phone, and he's going to read some comments to us and let us know how that's going.
Yeah.
Yous guys are a bunch of fucking dorks.
Yes.
Is the first comment.
Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, on VHS. Now, this is a variant of the VHS I already have.
What the fuck?
A different company.
So I have a serious question. I mean, how many Elvira porno parodies do you think were made in the 80s?
I don't know.
I mean, you know that had to be like one of the first gothic style, like...
She did a nude shoot before.
Yeah, but that was before she was Elvira, so I'm just wondering, like, in the porno world, like, how many people, like, spoofed her character?
Shane Woodard says, nerds, all caps.
There you go.
Fuck nerds! Cock suck.
Hey, don't quote movies with main characters that are R-wordists.
Cock suck has...
Revenge of the Nerds.
Five emoticons of...
You know how to read?
What are those?
How many viewers do we have? 600 people watching right at this moment.
What does that mean?
Seven on VHS I picked up, and it is the Letterboxd Director's Edition. Now, this is probably going to go up for sale because I don't give a shit about the Beatles, really. I mean, they're cool and all, you know, whatever.
They did some innovative shit in the recording
studio.
I'm
not like a huge Beatles nerd is all. I used to be back in the day. I'm just kind of over it now.
Yeah.
But it's a Blockbuster Presents A Day in the Life featuring the Beatles.
Nick, are you mad that you can't be seen on there?
I don't care.
How many viewers have we got now?
I wish we'd go back to not doing video.
You need to update us.
470.
That's pretty cool.
462.
Hellbound. Hellbound. Hellraiser 2. It's a collector's edition that includes an interview with Clive Barker, and then the feature film, and then an interview with the director and cast, special effects, and musical montage.
Hmm.
Pretty sick.
Now this one is a fucking gold. This is dynamite.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Invasion of the Turtle Snatchers from the Burger King Kids Club.
Invasion?
Invasion, jack
Invasion.
Off.
Invasion of the booby snatchers.
Petty Davis says, fear.com, underrated gem, question mark.
No opinion.
Hollywood Wild says, what's in the box?
Yeah, what's in the box? Seven, the director's cut, letterbox edition. That's what's in the box. Strangers on a Train, Alfred Hitchcock.
Dustin Dietrich says, I have them tapes.
I got damn tapes, too. Mm-hmm. He probably means the Burger King Kids Club ones, because I think a lot of people have those. They're pretty sick. I've never seen one in the wild, though.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're a good set.
Kung Fu with a Walmart sticker for $7.96, starring David Carradine. Now, we have a couple different things in common.
Is there a movie preceding the TV show? Is that what that is?
This is the movie that...
The Adventure Continues. Was
they're talking show? About in... Pulp Fiction.
You know my favorite thing about David Carradine is how he died from autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, that was the joke that I was saying we have in common.
You haven't died yet, though.
I haven't died yet from it.
We've had to revive you, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't try to kink shame you, but whatever works for you works.
Thurman Merman says, go ninja, go ninja, go.
Exactly.
And then R.I.P. Bill. Petty Davis says, fear.com is iconic. Stop. Lol. Petty Davis then says, ring one or two.
Ring one or two? Ring. which I do have a couple different copies of.
Or
but,
Ringu?
Well, Ringu, I've actually been looking for copies of. I just haven't come across in store.
A couple years ago for the first time.
A rental copy from Circle K
of Tremors.
Look at that shit.
Fucking Circle K out there.
I eat that up.
All right, you guys are going to have to take your shirts off. We're bleeding viewers here.
It happens.
Take your shirts off.
Drop off. Hey, you like Guardians of the Galaxy? What else you got, Alan?
I got a ton more tapes. What are you talking about? The Addams Family. And actually, I want to bring something to your attention.
What's that?
Here's an episode called Fester's Punctured Romance. And it says, obese, bald, and crabby. Uncle Fester has no trouble convincing niece Morticia and her husband Gomez that it's high time for him to find a mate. Now, this is not the dynamic that plays out in the Addams Family movies made in the 90s.
No.
He is made out to be Gomez's brother.
Yeah.
However, this is conflicting with that.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit. I want a refund on my youth.
Randy Spaghetti asks, do you have The Lawnmower Man?
I do not.
That is a great movie, though.
Pierce Brosnan is in that.
Yes, he is. And you can see all of his pierced parts.
Now, any Dolly Parton fans out there?
If you don't like Dolly Parton, I don't know what you're doing here.
Smoky Mountain Christmas, starring Dolly Parton.
I hope that's homemade porn on there that's been recorded.
Well, we reviewed 9 to 5.
It's directed by Henry Winkler.
Previous incarnation.
Fuck yeah. Hey, Henry Winkler was just here in town, but he's also going to be at...
Anybody like Goosebumps?
Ray Perales says, chug that Surge right now.
It's empty.
It's empty. It's already been chugged.
I will be chugging a 32-year-old Jolt Cola soon, though, and I will upload that.
This one?
No, not that one, because that one's
the... Oh, the one over here on the counter that they can't see.
Power Rangers Time Force.
I've never seen an episode of that series.
User 523869096333 says, yo.
Yo, what up? Hollow Man. Very triggering movie, but very interesting also.
Is that the reason why...
I like Hollow Man.
I like it.
Is that the movie that makes Robert Englund think that Kevin Bacon should play as Freddy Krueger?
Probably.
I mean, that article's going around again today.
Strange brew.
What's the age difference between Kevin Bacon and Robert Englund?
Probably about 20 years, I'd guess.
I would have guessed 15, 20, maybe.
Yeah.
How many viewers we at?
92.
That's not too bad, huh? Queen of the Damned on VHS.
90.
Yeah, that's the sequel to Interview with the Vampire, even
if that
though
doesn't get you
the
wet,
continuity's a little different.
I don't know what does.
Same book series, though. Fun shit,
it's
huh?
It's got a good soundtrack.
The Muppet Movie.
Fuck yeah.
How many movies did you buy this week?
A lot.
For a dollar? Christ. I still spent $15 on tapes, maybe. Not too bad.
Ray Prales says, chase down a vintage Orbitz drink and chug that, too. Orbitz drink? Is that like the gum?
No, the Orbitz drink that had the little bubbles, the little gummy things in it from the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
It was very short-lived, but...
Oh, like those Bobo teas or whatever?
Yeah, it's kind of like reminiscent
Boba tea?
That, but people actually like Boba tea.
Is that all your pickups there?
Yes, that's all mine. Now you can go ahead and bore with people, and we're going to lose all of our TikTok viewers.
Get some vintage Skittles. Get some vintage Skittles gum, too.
So Nick and I saw Bruce Campbell live in person the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I realized I never showed off the Ash versus Evil Dead figure because I just bought it, but my Evil Dead 2 Ash figure is pretty cool. I didn't bring all the accessories. It's a fun little one there. Then I got Ash versus the Evil Dead Ash because once you see Bruce Campbell in person, you realize like if you can get a figure of him that looks pretty close to how he looks now, you'd want to get that.
Yeah.
Crystal Pepsi. You drank a Crystal Pepsi recently, didn't you? Or is
yeah,
that a,
yes, he did.
Yeah. That's on... Where can they watch this?
It's on my TikTok, which is what you're watching us on right now. This is our podcast, by the way. We're recording it. It doesn't always go live, but I just decided to live stream it today to you guys.
Evil Dead 2 or Army of Darkness, which is campier?
Campier? Army of Darkness.
Hands
that's
down,
what I would
Army
think,
of Darkness.
Yeah.
But... I mean,
I love them both for different reasons. But
yo,
yes.
The Batman mugs. That's right. We got the Batman Forever mugs
yep.
sitting
yes,
here.
Yes, we're going to be talking Batman Forever in just a little bit.
McDonald's.
Super Mario Bros. Movie, Hot Wheels ride of the plumbing van they show in the movie.
Krusty Feet 1994 says, Papa, is that you?
Yes. It is I.
Alec has a lot of illegitimate children, probably.
Biff Tannen's Ford Super Deluxe.
Oh, really?
Removable shit.
They're selling toys with poop on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He called the shit.
That's like a baby's toy.
He called the shit poop. I got one of these Jurassic World little gyrospheres that they have. This one actually spins around in there. I don't think I had one of those. Then I started buying a bunch of...
What's in the box?
This is...
What's in the
drag
box?
Transfer decals for a proton one from Ghostbusters.
From who?
This is from Ectolabs.
Fucking nerd.
Tell me you've got the Space Jam coin from the VHS, says Ray Prowlis.
I do not. I do have a Space Jam popcorn bucket over there on the floor that has a bunch of dog toys in it.
Since Guardians 3 comes out this week, I picked up most of that line. I got the little rocket figure.
You've got most of a dog.
Most of Cosmo. Adam Warlock, who really just kind of looks like a shitty version of Vision.
Is it just one more figure for the other two limbs there?
No, there's two more. And then Drax, which his face looks all fucked up on this one, so I don't know if they all look that bad or not, but look at that side of his face. It's all jacked up. Chris Pratt, that's finally a more accurate looking sculpt. Mantis. And then some vintage. I recently picked up a Highway Hunter from Real Ghostbusters, so I had to get...
Did she come with the ghost?
The Janine. I already have it.
It's pretty hard to come with a ghost, but you can make it happen.
Yeah.
Not Ray.
Just watch Ghostbusters. Ray comes all the time for it. And then I got some electronics for a proton wand, but no one here gives a shit on TikTok. It was a spooky ghost.
It's ectoplasm.
He slimed me. Nick, what did you get?
Nothing.
Anything to put in your butt?
Yeah, I probably got a couple of McFarlane toys in the last week. I don't know.
You don't even fucking know? And you don't ever bring your shit in. You never show anything off.
I'm going to leave it in the car. You know, that's terrible.
Nick, grab yourself one of those cups, not the Robin one.
And get Why not the Robin one?
Right, the Robin one's dirty. I just put it up there for display.
I have the Wayne Manor. Is that Wayne Manor? The Gates of Wayne Manor and Two-Face on it?
What the fuck did you just throw?
I knocked something off.
Did it break?
No. Oh, it was the Energizer Bunny.
Sounds expensive.
All right.
Habanero Bob 3 says, because it's terror time again, awesome Scooby-Doo poster.
It is terror time again, and you just might die of fright.
What are we drinking here?
It's a terrifying sight.
A Mountain Dew Voltage? Is that what's happening?
No, that's my drink,
We're drinking Mountain Dew Summer Freeze.
Well, they're both
otherwise
blue.
Known as Mountain Dew Windex.
Yes, I was going to say, I love how that just looks like fucking windshield fluid.
Yeah. Hope we survive this.
Remember that time Tom Green did that, where he's drinking out of the Windex bottle?
Oh, yeah, Kool-Aid.
Put that into, like, the Windex bottle, that'd be great. You want to freak your family out a little bit. It's a good old-fashioned prank.
We're teetering between 10 Cups. And 12 viewers.
Cups poured over his junk.
Oh, look at that fizz. Yeah.
We're pouring this right next to the electronics.
Hold on, there might be a little more for you.
Are you splitting it all evenly?
Well, he doesn't get more. He's got a whole other drink. He's got a whole other blue drink here.
Nick, you have a whole thing of tea there.
That's not...
So shut the fuck up.
It's not blue soda.
I'm going to shove the blue soda where the sun don't shine.
Sun where the sun don't shine.
That's pretty good. It's like your blueberry popsicle melted.
It's supposed to be the bomb pops.
Yeah, it's very reminiscent, right? All three flavors
it
melted.
It does taste a little bit more... of the blue, but that's probably because it looks blue, so it's blue flavored.
It tastes blue.
Anything interesting going on in the comments?
Nope.
Or our viewers?
That was the last one.
Are we down to like 10 now?
Seven? Seven cool people who would be uncool if they stopped watching.
That's true.
So what's now?
Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. I've got a real fucking hot take for this movie that I can't talk about just yet. We'll get to it, though.
I watched this on VHS for this.
So if I had worn my Riddler costume, I would have been sitting here off camera.
No, we would have put you on camera if you had done that, but you didn't.
You told us you're going to dress like the Riddler, and yet here you are dressed
like... I thought
you
were going to just bring it in the car or something so we could at least film some bits with it or
something. I left it at home.
Oh, well, I see that.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, I don't think it fits underneath your outfit you're wearing. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was a available on video, November 1995, and it was a Free Willy 2, The Adventure Continues. And then there was a the Batman Forever soundtrack ad, which if you're watching this on the podcast on YouTube or you're listening on Spotify later and you're not on the TikTok live feed, you will see that commercial now.
I guess we have six viewers because you can't count me.
Ooh, soundtrack is forever. Batman Forever.
Yeah, by the way, hit us up, Strange Glow Video. That we have a TikTok as well. We're right now just streaming from my personal TikTok, but you can find us on YouTube as well and Spotify, etc.
Justin, did you watch this at the theater?
As a kid, yes.
As a kid, I watched it in the theater.
Alec was two, so...
I was not two. I was four, and I definitely saw it in theaters. Or at least four. The drive-in.
Oh, 95.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee you.
I was thinking 93 for some reason.
We saw a lot of fucking movies at the drive-in because you get two for one.
And the price was so much better for taking that many kids.
For taking a fucking family of six people, four kids included, then yeah.
It's a family affair.
Justin was conceived at the drive-in?
No.
No?
I wish.
You know where you were conceived?
I'm going to say the title sequence is interesting, you know. It's an interesting change of pace from the first two movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the soundtrack. This soundtrack is underrated because the Tim Burton one's so good and so talked about that nobody talks about this one.
Now, they have said that
the soundtrack or the score?
The score. That's what I'm referring to. The soundtrack is great. Whatever.
The score on this one, surprisingly...
The soundtrack to this is amazing. I love the soundtrack.
It's second just behind, obviously, the Prince comment, the Prince version from the 89.
Yeah.
Like, this sold almost as many as that, though. The soundtrack itself, not the score.
I listen to the soundtrack all the time.
Everybody just knows the... Seal song, but there's also like PJ Harvey and U2, though. I don't know. Like some of it, I don't care.
You know,
like
it's kind U2 of song, fucked though. Up is that Seal looks like he was hit by a motorboat.
Oh my god. Well, something did happen.
Something did happen.
I don't remember what it was.
But. Freddy Krueger?
Justin's being very ableist
That's
tonight.
Mean.
Ableist? I'm just talking about what he looks like. I mean, look at me. If you were to look at me, you could see that Japan might come after me because they're still into whaling.
Look at me. I look like a schlemiel.
So if I fucking go to the beach somewhere, you better fucking get away from me because I might get harpooned.
My next note says Val Kilmer is a god. And, you know, I know he's taken in, you know, Michael Keaton is, you know,
are you gonna
iconic.
Are you going to talk about Val Kilmer's throat cancer now?
He's going to make fun of it. So what's the deal?
Val Kilmer has throat cancer. You see this? You guys hear about this?
No. I like Val Kilmer. He's a nice guy.
Val Kilmer is awesome. And... I think he's a pretty decent Batman, you know, like, for what it is. The movie is, you know, it is what it is.
His lips are too his lips are too luscious for that cowl.
Yeah, his mouth is fuckable.
You like
I'm
that.
Here
you're
for
just,
that.
You're just staring at it the whole time.
Everybody's going to recognize his lips.
You're uncomfortable because you like it. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Just accept that you like it, and then you'll realize...
It's like Ben Affleck's obvious mole that you can see when he's wearing his Batman mask, and you're like, hey, you're Bruce Wayne, right?
Yeah.
Same with his lips. Like, you're Bruce Wayne.
Well, that is why she realizes what he's about to tell her later. Because
after she kisses him, yeah.
Because of his luscious DSL.
Mm-hmm.
Comparable only to Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Val Kilmer.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his prime there in this movie, too, right? I mean, he really was.
Yeah. When I tell you, I wish I was Chase Meridian, you'll know that I'm telling the truth.
You know what's funny is they cast Chris O'Donnell next to him in this. Very unfortunate, because I really don't give a fuck about him as Robin. I'm going to tell you that
right
now.
Why'd they get a 35-year-old man to be Robin?
I don't know. He's supposed to
be... He's like, I'm in high school.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his
I'm in high school, Billy.
He looks like he's going on his third divorce, and he's like, oh, I'm a fucking teenager, and I fix motorcycles. And you're like, but you look bigger than Batman.
And this movie kind of starts off very annoyingly, I want to say, with...
The sandwich, security guard?
The sandwich line.
Oh.
I'll get drive-through.
Yeah, there's so many of these throwaway one-liners that are like from TV ads or VHS ads.
I was about to say, it reminds me of the Batman Diet Coke ad, which is fine for an ad before the movie. But I don't know, when you mix it in there,
Well, was that the actual script writing, or is that changes that were made?
I'll get drive-through.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to the strip club first. I'll eat it.
They
should
have had
the strip club.
A post-credit scene of him in the drive-thru.
It's Taco Tuesday.
What's anytime a strip joint has like a food special, you know that's a sketchy place.
I'm surprised they didn't have him say, I'll get drive-thru at McDonald's, since they had that little tie-in there.
Right.
I'm going to McDonald's. I'm going to get a quarter pounder with cheese.
And this is course-correcting for Batman Returns being so dark and violent, which I'm surprised McDonald's partnered with him again.
Well, this is, you know, Joel Schumacher, we love.
This is a major overcorrection.
This is like...
But still, it's not as bad. Like, it, the next one took it even further.
Well, the next one took it way too far.
Yeah.
Well,
Batman and Robin is one of the worst movies ever made, according to a lot of people.
This one's still watchable, but, like, it's... There's things where you're just like, ooh.
I could cut out about 45 minutes of this and make this about an hour and 15-minute movie, and it'd be really
good.
I
bet you could edit this into something good.
Here's something I hate. Two-Face's face reveal. Mm-hmm. When he's yelling at that guy on the ground, the bank guy.
Wasn't he black
and he
in
goes,
the first one?
Exactly. He was Lando fucking Calrissian.
Do you think if Michael Keaton was Batman, they would have kept the same actor for Two-Face?
I don't know.
But I'm sure all that's just the different director thing,
I
too.
I mean, Robin was cut out of Batman Returns.
Mm-hmm. He still got paid, though.
Yes, he still gets residuals for that, too, which is pretty awesome.
Gordon's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Alfred. Yeah.
Gordon and Alfred. Yeah, the casting that stays the same is very silly, but whatever. Like, as a kid, I didn't mind that so much. This is just so campy. It's like a updated version of the Adam West series, and I love that for different reasons. But I feel like this doesn't land as well, mostly because Chris O'Donnell in this movie fucking sucks.
Yeah, well, it's not his fault. It's the movie that they were given. He's whatever. I mean, I don't like him super, you know, like a lot or anything, but... That's the thing. Like, Val Kilmer would be awesome in a better movie as a Batman, I think.
He has a good dynamic as Batman and as Bruce Wayne.
I think that's same as with
And he's
Clooney.
Very articulate. I feel like he pulls off Bruce Wayne maybe a hair bit better than others have in the past.
Bats aren't rodents.
Not a Martin.
Yeah.
Well, they might as well be.
Yeah. The movie's drenched in neon and cheese.
Yeah.
So.
The Batmobile is lit up pretty blue.
I do like the Batmobile a little bit, though.
The Batmobile lighting
the design
is
good.
The
I don't know if I'd
things.
Have that blue lights, though.
I like the lighting in there, man. It really gives it something different than...
I love that toy, though, when I had that toy. I had all the Bat... vehicles.
How's VR?
Go by land or go by sea?
What are we getting?
We're sticking around 10.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, Enigma, Jim Carrey.
Well, speaking of, there's the Batmobile right there.
The best line in the movie. Mm-hmm. The funniest. Oh no! It's boiling acid!
Shit.
You dumb fucking asshole.
That's not what he says.
That's what I fucking said. He's dropping my toys all over.
Ooh. If you bend that card, it loses value, Nick.
It defeats the purpose of me leaving in the card.
The dog's whacking me in the balls with its tail.
Good. He's punishing you.
You should be biting them off. You should be punished.
Hey, booger.
And then he's like, it's the same acid you spilled on me in court.
Good thing he had that hearing aid.
Which, by the way, let's talk about that real quick. The little clip of
Batman.
Him, Batman just
Batman
hanging out
sitting
in court.
The court.
In the... Is he a witness or like, why was he there? Like,
is everyone okay with him being a vigilante now?
At this point,
clearly,
yeah.
If he's sitting in a court of law, trial, and he's like, okay, so I guess this guy's got some. He's licensed and insured through Wayne Corp.
Chris Sissippi says, hey, guys.
Yo.
Does Chris Sissippi live in Mississippi?
Good question.
Is that, is that the joke?
We get introduced to Fred and Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Fred and Ed?
Yeah, Ed later kills Fred. What? Makes it look like a suicide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His boss.
I'm caught up now.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no.
There's too many questions.
And then he pitches his device to Bruce. And it's like, if he had just not been a fucking asshole, he maybe could have gotten something somewhere.
He
maybe not with that device the exact way that he wanted to or whatever, but like...
Well, ultra morals Bruce Wayne isn't going to go with the... stealing people's brain.
Yeah, the guy with severe childhood trauma that dresses as a bat doesn't believe that someone should manipulate people's brainwaves.
It was sitting on the cassette tape.
If he had worked at any other company, his boss would have went for it, but...
Well, they're a for-profit. A capitalist would love that shit.
He worked for a super good guy, Bruce Wayne.
I'll make you understand.
Caffeine will kill you.
All right, here's my hot
Cheesy
take.
Cheesy as hell.
Here's my hot take. A lot of people love this movie for Jim Carrey's performance as the Riddler.
You mean the Joker, right?
That's basically who he's being.
Yeah.
No, he's being Frank Gorshin from the old 66 show.
He's being Jack Nicholson.
It's a weak attempt at it. You know who could have done this role justice? Crispin Glover would have been the fucking perfect Riddler.
Yeah. And they say it would have been Robin Williams, but Robin Williams was mad at them for using him
as bait twice.
As bait for Jack Nicholson.
And then they used him again for this movie. They used him as bait again.
But I thought they wanted him in this movie, but he's like, fuck you, or something.
Oh.
But I'm sure I think as hot as Jim Carrey was, I think they probably did want him.
No, all I'm just saying is, like, there's some line delivery there that I see Jim Carrey, and it almost feels like he's ripping off Crispin Glover's, like, mannerisms and stuff that I've seen him in earlier movies for.
Yeah.
And I just thought he would do it better without being... trying to be purely comedic with his over-the-top performance, which Jim Carrey's clearly trying to be funny when he's doing this, but it doesn't land. I feel like Crispin Glover would have a little bit more, like, outlandish behavior that would have been a better suit for this.
I don't think...
Chris-a-sippy does not like the idea of Crispin Glover for Riddler.
I don't like the idea of replacing any of the actors for this discussion. Movie. I think it's mainly
the
writing and some of the...
I think Two-Face should have been changed.
Some of the direction and editing and stuff. They updated to using a lot of CGI in this, which I don't like, obviously. Just because it comparatively looks too different from the first two movies.
Yeah.
The Gotham is not Gotham anymore. It is... Well,
it's Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, this just shows you how bad Warner Brothers has been fucking up since the beginning of time with the shit, because they clearly kept the same cast going for this, right? Okay, you've got some of the background characters that have made multiple appearances, right?
And Chris-a-sippy is having trouble hearing us.
The aesthetic is all fucked up.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. The phone's a little far away, and we don't want to yell too loud here.
Oh, is that what it's going through the phone? Okay.
Yeah, they're not getting microphone audio. There might be a way to do that for some time in the future, though. I'm not entirely sure. Probably taken out from the board and plug it into the phone.
Remember, Roni says, I would love to see a scarier Jim Carrey Riddler.
Well, that's the thing. The tone was better in this, because see, Tommy Lee Jones has only really two-faced at his
Lee
very
Jones
first scene.
Should not be trying to act as silly as Jim Carrey.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There should be a dynamic.
Right.
He has no dynamic other than the first scene he's in where he's like whispering and he's like talking like this. And then he gets all crazy.
Yeah, and then
he
stays
something.
And I feel like putting him next to Jim Carrey just fucking ruined it because he had to keep up with that level of energy.
Well, he thought he did.
Right.
Yeah, and you can't have that level of energy to match Jim Carrey's and still pull off a reasonable Two-Face that makes sense, right? Because he doesn't have that groundedness, and he's not conflicted with himself enough.
Ryan is also having trouble hearing us.
That does not surprise me.
Go turn off that overhead fan over there, Nick.
Yeah, you're not hearing us through the mics. You're hearing us through the cell phone that is
at a distance,
several feet away from us.
Yeah. I'll probably try to figure a way out to do that next time.
But they will be able to hear us.
They'll always be able to check out the playback on
the playback.
Elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else we got here?
Logan Evans says, hey. Hey, Logan Evans. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
The riddles are really terrible.
Yes. They're, like, fucking bad.
What is it? Like, the riddles?
Yeah, the riddles are, like, written by a 5-year-old.
Well, I think they wanted the audience to be able to...
Aesthetically, though, I really like the looks of the riddles.
Here's
like
the problem.
The delivery of them looks amazing.
The audience, gets the riddles faster than Batman. You are better than Batman. Because Batman's sitting there, he's like, numbers on my face.
Like, if it's not a girl sitting there, that's something else.
Could be a clock, maybe.
Huh? You really are quite bright, despite what people say.
Right.
As Alfred said.
I'm the world's greatest detective.
And then he breaks down her door, and she's like, I hope you can buy me a new door, Bruce Wayne.
That Warshak test looks exactly like a bat. I don't care who the fuck you are. You're going to say it looks like a bat. Not just Batman.
You have a thing for bats? No, but I bet you do. She does have a thing for bats, though. She's literally just wants to fuck the bat dick.
Mm-hmm. She wants to fuck the guy with the trauma that he hasn't addressed.
Try a fireman less.
Because she assumes it's probably just like the reverse of people that enjoy a crazy partner because they can get real wild.
Logan Evans asks, what's your guy's favorite 90s cartoon? Ooh, 90s. What was 90s that I watched?
I don't know how to... Gargoyles was good, but maybe not my favorite.
X-Men was good, but Spider-Man was great, and then obviously Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, yeah, Batman Animated Series would be mine, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably going to take the cake.
For me, it's going to be...
I still watch that.
It's going to be between Batman and Spider-Man, because I'll still watch each of those.
Yeah, I've actually watched some of the Spider-Mans on Disney Plus recently.
And then didn't the the X-Men sequel series get delayed or something.
I think so. I
heard that recently.
It's still on the horizon, though. They didn't cancel it, so.
Chris Sippy still has a Batman cereal box from 91.
Hell yeah.
Doesn't matter. Got a glow-in-the-dark Frisbee.
Sick.
Batman cereal box from 91, so...
Ralston. Uh-huh.
And that's basically like the very plain cereal. A lot of people don't like the cereal because it's basically
it was just
like
a black box with the 89 logo on it.
I'm going to get one of those Spider-Man cereal boxes that was like Chex with marshmallows.
That's the same as the Ninja Turtles cereal. Like it went from Ninja Turtles to Spider-Man, and that cereal was fucking perfect, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Logan Evans asks, your thoughts on the Disney afternoon?
That's more your generation. I'm too fucking old for that shit.
Like DuckTales? What are you talking about? Like
the Disney
that afternoon? That stuff's good.
Was Darkwing Duck on that? Because I love that.
Yeah.
Tuna Casserole. I remember that coming on. What was that? Family Channel?
Brittany
ABC's Family Channel.
Brittany
Tailspin, maybe?
Brittany Osmonson says, Batman Forever holds so much nostalgia for me. I can't help but love it.
I mean, I love it, too. All my trash talking is with love.
Do you remember the tie-in video game? Because me and my stepdad played the shit out of that because you could play as Batman and Robin at the same time. And that I think that game usually gets bad reviews, but I love playing it.
Hmm. Never played that one.
I do have the Independence Day video game for PlayStation.
DuckTales was my jam every Saturday morning, says Chris Sippy.
Yeah, I feel that.
DuckTales.
Woo. I was more of a Cartoon Network guy, let's be honest, but...
I was never a Disney person.
I watched the Disney movies, although the Disney Channel original movies and some of the series.
Disney now owns a lot of things that I like retroactively. But.
Well, yeah. They own fucking X-Files now.
Yeah.
So what else about Batman?
What else about Batman Forever? Justin's notes stopped because he was
tired. I like Bat.
Yeah.
I like the Bat gadgets in this and his fighting style and a lot of the visuals of Bat visuals of him.
Here's
doing
the thing: there's
stunts,
no. I didn't see any animals at the circus, so therefore I would go to the circus if there are no animals.
Yes.
Speaking of, did you see that there's a circus set up at the goddamn mall in Overland Park?
Yeah, I saw that.
I've seen. There used to be some set up at the Great Mall too, like a little one.
Yeah, I went over to Ollie's there the other day. All
right, can we talk about the karate laundry?
Yeah.
That's an awful fucking scene. If I could cut any scene from this movie, it'd be that one.
Well, he had to establish that he has some martial arts skills.
Not that way. Do you normally kick your laundry's ass? No, I guess you don't have martial arts skills.
Are you talking about my wife?
It's fucked up, Nick. Good thing you're not married. Otherwise, people might worry about a domestic dispute
I'm not married, so don't worry.
Enigma makes the box, basically, after he goes all supervillain and kills his boss and all that shit.
Realizes he can steal people's brain.
Yeah, and then he teams up with Two-Face, and you get Drew Barrymore.
Sorry, I haven't been paying attention. Remember-oni says, did you ever guys ever ride the Batman coaster at Six Flags Great America? I rode it at the Six Flags in St. Louis.
No, I did not. We have a local place here near us called Worlds of Fun. So
it has a very similar ride, roller coaster, where you kind of hanging like the Batman ride.
Yeah. I heard about it, but we just never went to Six Flags. So we went to Worlds of Fun here a lot, and then we went to Disney a couple times. So.
Yeah.
Chris Sippy said he had to borrow his cousin's NES then. I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to. Logan Evans says he's working on binge-watching the complete series of Bonkers. What is that?
Bonkers is a dope series that I watched as a kid. That has a cop cat that works with a very shapely redhead detective sometimes, and also sometimes a fat dude with a mustache.
That was on Disney, right?
It's on Disney Plus now.
I don't remember that being called Bonkers.
Wait, so if you take those two characters and combine them, you basically get me.
I don't think you're as thick as her.
Chris Sippy asks, who
had... She got some thick-ass thighs.
Who had a Ninja Turtles hip pack? What is that?
I don't know. Does he mean like a fanny pack?
To carry his crayons and markers.
Fanny pack?
I guess.
Yeah, probably. Those are all the rage back then.
Speaking of Six Flags, I was made to wear a fanny pack as a kid when we went to amusement parks. Even though I think that was when we had a Paramount's King's Dominion in Virginia, which was just the Warner Brother or the Paramount version of Six Flags.
Fancy.
So I did wear fanny packs as a kid.
Is that also when they had one of those elastic leashes on you as a kid?
No, my mom tried that once at the shopping center, and that didn't go well for her.
You got abducted?
No.
She couldn't give you away?
I just...
He didn't sit her today?
Probably yanked her arm off.
I'm going to get a sound bite of, yeah, of Alfred saying, Master Dick.
He's talking about Fanny Pack, yeah. Master Dick.
He calls him Alf in this movie.
And Robin doesn't even show up as a character until the final battle.
Oh, it sounded like Alf to me. Maybe it's the VHS. Yeah. But yeah. Like, Alf, I was like, he's calling him Alf.
No, he's calling him just Al.
I think we just got a...
Oh, kill me!
I think we got a heart react. That's good, right?
We're getting lots of
another heart react?
Look at the likes. However many likes are in the top left. Top left.
Oh, 536?
Yeah, that's how many hearts.
Oh, that's for this video. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Nick's learning how to technologize himself here in the new futures.
I don't really use TikTok. I don't know.
This world is TikTok and these children. These children.
Yeah. Nick's more of a get naked on his couch and broadcast on Chatterbait kind of a guy. You know, and that works for some people, too.
I don't think he broadcasts on Chatterbait. I think he observes Chatterbait.
While sitting on my couch naked.
Yes. You don't perform,
the couch
Nick?
On the naked part.
No,
right.
I used to. I don't really do that stuff anymore. I don't have the patience for it. You sit around forever waiting for them to flick their bean. You can just watch a goddamn YouTube video. Or not a YouTube video, but a Pornhub video. Well, you can watch a YouTube video, but it's usually educational. as we found out, you can have nudity on YouTube as long as it's educational.
I mean, I come across nudity all the time,
including
on TikTok.
Nude
ridiculous.
Yoda. Nude Yoda is okay. Did I say Yoda? Yoga.
Nude Yoda.
Nude Yoda.
I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. I don't think Disney would approve of that.
Grower, not a shower, I am.
Chris Asipi asks, do you know about the Alf vinyl that came out in Wendy's Kids Toys?
Yep. I have a couple of the Wendy's little... I have the Red Riding Hood one and the Robin Hood Alf. I don't have the records, but I have the little toys.
Oh, I remember
that. And I have the Burger King puppets. I got...
The Burger King puppets came with the records.
I was pretty sure that was the case, yes. The Burger King puppets came with
the
records, not the
Wendy's.
I've
got, like, the Rock and Roll Alf puppet, but I also have the respective vinyl that goes with it.
I don't have any of the vinyls, but I have 3 out of 4 of the puppets. One of my other ones went missing.
Hey, speaking of, if you like Alf and you're a big fan of Alf, if you head over to Strange Glow Video on...
Etsy,
yeah.
It's in our... If you go to Strange Glow Video's TikTok and you hit our LinkedIn, or our link tree, whatever the fuck it is.
Definitely. Yeah. We have a glow-in-the-dark Alf ghost.
Yeah, available. We did a run of those. There were only 25 made. They're pretty sick. It's a little ghost Alf on a Strange Glow Video tape.
Glows in the dark.
And it's glow-in-the-dark. We love it.
Yeah. So,
Logan Evans has a question. Hold on, guys. Do you guys have any tips for collecting and making my room look as cool as yours?
It's the small things. You can't just get one thing. I collect a bunch of fucking junk. VHS, posters, specifically video store posters.
Yeah, you're mainly just seeing his VHS in your camera right now, but he's got plenty of toys as well.
And then, like, the vintage pop cans, you know, I go out of my way to get those. It's not like you can just go and find a Surge can like that. I mean, on eBay you can, but I wait till they're cheap and stuff, too.
Thrift stores is the way to go for that. Antique malls, that's where you can find a lot of stuff.
Antique malls, that's where you can get, like, the Batman Forever cups. And thrift stores, I see them all the time. I'm actually going to start buying and selling those more because people eat that shit up.
And what are those glass cases called again that you get at...
Detolfs.
Detolfs, the IKEA shelves.
IKEA, yeah. That's, he displays his toys in those, which you can't see right now.
There's a bunch of autographs hanging up over there, too, and stuff. I showed off some of this on the live stream last night.
Chris Asipi says he always loved Alf.
Alf is amazing, so pick
I'm a
yourself
huge
up one
Alf
of these
nerd.
Alf. Yeah. Between the NECA Alf figures that are out now, there's 3 of those. Those are awesome.
Yeah, I got all 3
and
of those,
they
obviously.
Got 3 puppets is what they have as available through their Kid Robot brand.
I think there's...
They have the big puppet, and then they have 2 like
smaller. I see one of those
dolls
at Target once.
I think the smaller ones aren't even puppets. They're just
dolls. Stuff, plushies, or whatever you want to call them. Yeah, those are good.
So then on Halloween night, they... break into Bruce Wayne's place and
Alfred's
cuck
a
him.
Fucking idiot.
Turn him into a cuck. So yeah, he is.
Riddler
Alfred's
and Two-Face hold up a mask.
Well, Alfred is a moron in the first one, too. Just like here. You want to see the Batcave?
Who let Vicky Vale in the Batcave?
Exactly.
It's true.
I turn around.
He's Vicky. Really just trying to have someone take over his job. He's like, I'll let anyone do this
like,
shit.
I'm fucking,
sick of
I'm
this
fucking
guy.
Over it. He's even, like, trying to die in the next movie.
Well, why do you think he fucking hires on Robin to do all the work to the motorcycles? Because he's like, I don't want to fucking be your mechanic anymore, you asshole. You keep wrecking shit.
Right? This is my time. I'm supposed to be, like, just doing drugs and hookers.
So I love it. They go through and they destroy the whole Batcave. They destroy the Batmobile and everything. And then all they have left is a prototype Batsuit. So you get to see another cock shot, belt shot, and the butt shot.
I will say, there's a better scene of a villain destroying the hero's lair.
Those little bat bombs.
And it's in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Yes, it
is. When Ivan News is describing all the things that he missed. All the things that I have missed! And blowing shit up. The Spanish Inquisition! The Brady Bunch Reunion!
Logan Evans is going to Comic-Con in the spring, and he's going to meet Jim Cummings.
Hell yeah.
He has
the Pooh.
He has a Darkwing Duck pop and a Monterey Jack pop. Which should he get signed? Well, I don't know what Monterey Jack is, so I'm going to say
Darkwing Duck. All the way is what I would say.
Yeah, I'd say Darkwing Duck.
Monterey Jack is cheese, as far as I know.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
I guess you could get them both signed, but I don't know.
Then you're paying twice as much.
But I like Darkwing Duck, so.
That's the extent of my notes. I just watched the rest of the movie sort of in a high blaze.
Well, the funny thing is, after they destroy that, you know, Batman's only got the suit, so they do another cock shot, which I think is iconic, right? Like, Schumacher was all about, like, yeah, let's show the ass.
Well, they didn't even show, we didn't even talk about the nipples, but the nipples.
I have nipples.
Joel Schumacher was trying to do this whole, they look like Greek god statues. That's why they have nipples and they're so, you know, accented like that. Yeah, it looks a little goofy, but it's just
his vision.
Now, man. Looking back, it's like, yeah, I want to have a couple Batman movies with nipples. That's like, watch the nipple Batmans, you know? Like, yeah. It's a different vibe.
Exactly.
So,
and then, you know, they have the whole conundrum of, do I go by land or do I go by sea?
I'm going to park the
air,
Red Sea.
Air
the
or sea, yeah. And like, why not both? And then Robin comes in his little costume. It's so cute.
Who's your tailor?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many one-liners that...
Well, they didn't kill Riddler.
No.
No, he's doing the Who's Afraid of the Big Black Bat, and...
Do you think he intended to kill Two-Face, or was just trying to screw up his coin flip?
Don't know. Doesn't really matter either way.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Because Two-Face was a boring character in this movie.
Yeah, he was
I like Tommy Lee Jones. I think he could have done a good job, but he did not.
No, they didn't rein him in either, though. That's the thing. Like, they could have said, hey, you've got to be able to pull off the duality.
They also didn't establish the friendship between Bruce and
Hey, we can't
Harvey.
Forget the two sidekicks, the two lady babes they had in there.
Drew Barrymore?
Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore, but the other one is, I forget her name, but she was in the Mighty Ducks reboot on Disney+. She's the mom in there.
God.
Yeah.
Wow. Known for two roles.
Yep.
Logan went to his local comic book store and found Batman Forever straws.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
What were those? Are you guys familiar with those?
No, it sounds...
You need them for your glasses, though, right?
You know what I just realized I need to buy that I never did? I need to buy the trade paperback of the Batman 89 comic series they did the continuation
of. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never bought
someone
those.
On YouTube,
they were okay.
Someone on YouTube did a live read-through, and you'd have the images, and I started to listen to that, but...
Yeah, I'll just get the trade paperback. I don't need all the individual issues for that, but...
Oh, yeah.
Unless I find them for a good deal.
I need to do that, too.
You got anything else to say about Batman Forever?
Yeah. Crispin Glover as Riddler would have made this movie better, and that's my controversial hot take.
How many viewers we got now, Nick?
Five.
Well, that has been our Batman Forever chat. Thank you for...
Hold on. Who would you most want to bane?
Who did I... go on and on about. Was it Nicole Kidman? No.
I don't think so.
So it's Nicole Kidman? I thought it was Val Kilmer's mouth.
It is Val Kilmer's mouth. Okay. And his bat nipples. I want to come on those bat nipples. But I would take being a sandwich between them, too.
Mm-hmm. What about Justin?
Why don't you just go for the best of both worlds? Why wouldn't you not join Chase Meridian and Bruce Wayne? Like, I think that's just how you have a party there.
It's not what two people would you bang. It's one
person. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, mine, if I have to choose one, it's probably going to be Val Kilmer as Batman. But if I can get two, yeah, I'm going to include Dr. Chase Meridian. Actually, it might be Drew Barrymore. Fuck everybody else.
That's what I was thinking, because I
really... Holy shit.
Drew Barrymore, I mean, you're talking about, like,
she
the wedding
really,
singer.
She does look really good in this one.
Yeah, she's, like, really in her prime here.
But, you know, Jim Carrey would probably do some weird shit to you. Everything you want.
Yeah, but then you forget that he was with Melissa McCarthy, or not Melissa McCarthy, Jenny McCarthy, and like went on that whole tangent about fucking anti-vaxxing and like really went off the deep end with some of that shit and was like, forget like how sick he can be at times.
He was with what's her name from like Dumb and Dumber also.
He might try to vaccinate you with some like fucking Windex or something. He might try to pull a Terminator 2.
Yeah, well.
What? Linda Hamilton and fucking inject you with something out of a bucket.
All right, here's a question. Last question. Who's more hung? Two-Face or Riddler? Or, well, Jim Carrey or Tommy Lee Jones? And I'm going to say it before you, Tommy Lee Jones.
I think Tommy Lee Jones is probably thicker.
Tommy Lee Jones has like a thick-ass tan dick, I bet.
With a little head.
No, I don't think he has a missile one. I think he has a fat one all the way through. But it's like it's like a tree stump, though. Because it just goes all the way out, and it doesn't ever change size. It's, like, perfectly paired, and then just kind of, like, you know.
No curve to it.
Yeah. It's a funny. It looks like a.
Now, Jim Carrey's, I imagine, being long and thin.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Not, like, super long, pencil though. Dick. But it looks longer because it's so thin.
Pencil dick and pickle dick.
So like exactly. Twizzler,
Tommy Lee's pickle dick.
Yep. Tommy Lee got that thickness that just does it right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who would you rather bone?
Batman or Robin?
Not you guys, people at home.
Well, thanks for watching. You can find our podcast at youtube.com/@strangeglowvideo or go follow our TikTok, strangeglowvideo.
If you missed anything that we said because of the, you know, you're listening
to this episode
phone,
will be out this week. And we also
you
have
can hear us on our mics.
We have a Patreon, patreon.com/strangeglowvideo. And we're also uploading a episode this week. We're on to Patreon. We're going to talk about Mario stuff from the past and memories and nostalgia. So thanks for watching. Good night.
Good night.
To return some videotapes. To return some videotapes.